Good evening. Tonight's shiur is Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Yisrael Kalman, Ben Yitzchok HaKoyin, Neshama Shel Eben Aliyah. Right, we're up to Siman Kuf Ein Dalet, Seif Ches, the final Seif in Siman Kuf Ein Dalet, page 152, the last few words. Halayayin Shebesoich Amozoin, Kol Echol Ve'echol Mevorech La'atzmoy. A person drinking wine in the middle of the meal, he makes a special brocha. Correct? They make a special brocha. However, he's going to make, even if the afilu yisevu yachad, genuinely we learn that if people recline, then normally a person is moitzi others. We learned that with regards to moitzi and other halachas. If people reclining and they're eating together, one person would generally be moitzi others. However, here with regards to the brocha of wine in the middle of the meal, everybody will have to make his own brocha. You're not moitzi anybody else. The reason is, says the Ramah, no, it doesn't say it, but he's going to say it in a minute. The lo yicholi lano is omen because you can't say omen. Mishum dechashinon shemoyaktim kone loveshet, which means that we are concerned that if people are going to be moitzi others making a brocha on wine, and you're making a brocha, and then others are only able to be yotze if they say omen. So that is dangerous. So Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that it's plain dangerous. If you make a brocha and you're expecting others to say omen, if you're lying on the floor and you have got that reclining position, if you say omen, that's dangerous. You can't eat and it's going to go down the wrong pipe, and it's dangerous. Therefore, don't be moitzi others. You can make your own brocha, because then you know when you can make the brocha. You can make the bracha, but don't be moitzi others. The Ramah has got a slightly different opinion. He says, "V'yesh umdim omar loim savri raboisai v'yish mu v'yichavnu lebracha v'lo yichloz v'yanu omein echom v'achlo kol." He says, "No, v'chen noeg." He says, "Actually, it's not such a danger. It's not so dangerous. You'll be able to get away. You'll be able to. It's not all that dangerous. But the issue is that people are not concentrating on other people's brachas. If people are eating, have you ever watched anybody eating?" Yeah, have you ever watched somebody eating when you were not eating? It's quite an interesting sight. People get very engrossed in their food very often. So it's quite an interesting sight if you ever witnessed it, if you ever observed it. So the Ramah says that actually you can't make a brocha, never mind danger, forget about danger. Another reason why you can't be moitzi others in the middle of the meal for the brocha of yayin. Because he's just simply not going to listen, and he won't be able to say amen. He's not going to listen. He's not going to concentrate. How can you say a brocha and then he's not going to be yotze? So therefore, everybody has to make his own brocha on the wine in the middle of the meal. However, says the Ramah, if a person is a savri raboisai, then you can be moitzi others, because savri means savri raboisai. Really, what it stands for is savri loshon sover, loshon holding. Are you holding to be moitzi? Are you holding that I should be moitzi you? Are you holding that I should be moitzi you? And it's a kind of a formal gesture towards him that, you know, I want to be moitzi you. Is that okay with you? And then he's going to listen up. He's going to listen. He's going to listen carefully. He's going to be attentive and listen. And therefore, if it's a savri raboisai, you can't be moitzi him, because he's going to say, okay, I'm listening. And he can be moitzi him by bocha. However, if you fail to say savri raboisai, you can't be moitzi him. He's not going to listen. V'chein noegin, that is the minig. Hence, we have the minig of saying, that's right, we say it, savri raboisai. However, v'yoyim ha-savri raboisai, roitzalem, soivrim atem, are you holding? Lot says to be yoitzim v'ochazu. Are you holding, being yoitzim is brochem? V'lo yoyim ha-ni should not say, b'rishus, with permission, raboisai. V'chein kol mokish mevochem ala yayin, any time that you make a brocha on the wine, mishum b'yekazem, because of the wine you're going to drink. Shabbazor echasur, in the middle of the meal, ein oim b'rishus, you don't say b'rishus, elo savri, but you will say savri raboisai mitam shenis boem. So there's two things really. There's the savri raboisai and the b'rishus. B'rishus is if you're asking permission. Say, for mezuman, there's kohanim there, or when you really need to mechavet the most, the coin or the balabat, say you need to ask brishus with permission. Can I make the bracha with your permission? Here it's nothing with permission. You're trying to make sure that he's going to listen to your bracha. Hence, when you are drinking wine, there's no problem of brishus of permission. You just want him to listen to your bracha. Savi raboisa, you're holding by being yotze with my bracha. Savi raboisa, and then you can make the bracha. Yeah. So, hence, you should say Savri.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. Yes. I imagine so because it's part of the bracha. I imagine this is an exclusion because it's part of the bracha.
But there's more of a chiyuv to speak Torah than to drink wine is reshus. And there isn't any.
So we learn there that in between courses you are allowed to talk Torah.
So why not just say make the halacha that people make a goffin and won't see each other in between courses?
I'm not a big wine connoisseur, but I wonder if that's the right time to drink wine. I don't know. Yeah. So the very good question. The Ramah says, "V'chein kol mokim shemvochim na layain mishum birkes layain shebesoy chasuda enu mebrishus elo savor mitam shenisboim." What the Ramah seems to imply is that we've dropped completely the brach of brishus. Whenever you're going to make a brach on wine, you're going to say savri. It's already like a loy plug kind of thing. It's we always make savri. We always say savri, although the reason doesn't really apply anymore. Brishus. Birshus, because you really should be asking permission, or you, if there's a kohen there, or is anybody else there that is more senior than you, so therefore you should ask permission. Are you the one really that can be moti others? Birshus. Here there's no permission issue. You're just trying to be moti others. You are, but before you are moti others, you first need to ask permission. Yeah. Yeah. The Mishnah in Sefkot Mem Vav says, "Kol Mokim, every place we say Savri. Whenever you drink wine and you make a brach on wine, we say Savri. Kol Mokim. When one person is moitzi others with wine, Kmoi, such as Kiddush, Behavdala, and Havdala Bechagavan, and similar. However, the exception is a very interesting expression. V'chupa v'brismila, with regards to chupa and brismila, she'ein noyagin loyma savri kal. The meaning is not to say savri. I've seen people making that mistake. But he says that, ein noyagin loyma savri kal. You don't really need to say savri. Only when you need to say, when you need to ask permission, there's a room to say savri. When it comes to chuppah mila, you don't really need to ask brishos. You don't need to savri. So he said that when it comes to chuppah bris mila, don't say anything. Don't say brishos. Don't say savri. Just go for the brocha. However, when it comes to kiddush, havdalah, mid meal, pirkas hayayin, you're going to say savri because you're attempting to be moti others. Yeah. You don't need to ask permission there. Really, you don't need to ask permission there. Yeah, so, but that's interesting. But that is specific. It's not the same. It's very specific. Chos and kala, as opposed to having random people around the table. It's a generic, general kind of thing, as opposed to very specific chos and kala. Yeah.
Just to clarify, so we don't have to worry about this anyway because we sit down rather than lie down.
Yeah, really. It's only mitoras min hoga. You're right. That's right. We do. The second reason, it's not really Medina. That it's true what you're saying, that it's not really Medina, because the second problem is also that we say the Ramah's underlying point is that there is no danger, but nevertheless, people are reclining and they're not going to be listening to the brocha. And therefore, you should wake them up and say savri. So that doesn't really apply anymore nowadays because we're sitting up. So if we do it, it's not really medina, but it's minhoga.
We're still eating, we're not concentrating.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not really what you're right. But it's not as severe as what the Ramah is. It's not really what the Ramah is talking about. The Ramah is talking about everything is it's deeper. What Ramah is not referring to that. Ramah is referring to the. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, we're ready for Simon Kufain. Hey, who drinks a lot? Are you all wine drinkers in the middle of the meal? Okay, we'll need your help because the discussion of better wine or not such good quality wine, superior wines, white wine, red wine. Which one is healthier, by the way?
The water.
But out of the two wines. Okay, we'll get to that because I'm very confused about that. Okay, if you're dina beer is a toiv ametiv alayin. When you make a bracha toiv ametiv on wine, you make a toiv ametiv when you have wine in the middle of the meal. A toiv ametiv. You don't make a toiv ametiv.
You bring a better bottle.
Better bottle. Oh, good. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Heviyo lahem yain acher. If other additional wine is being brought to the table, ain't never bracha per agafen. You will make bracha per agafen. So you've made per agafen already. You have a bit of wine, and now an additional wine is being brought. Even nimlach or not nimlach makes no difference. But mevoich olav atoiv ametiv. You're not going to make a bracha per agafen. You're going to make a new bracha atoiv ve'ametiv. Again, first time you have wine, you make per agafen. Second time you have wine, you have atoiv ametiv. Says the Rambam, Hagor, half al gav, even though, she'ein lo yoit min harishon, even if he hasn't got any more wine left of the first one. And the only reason was, why the second bottle was brought, was not because it's superior wine, was simply because you finished the first bottle. Now you're going straight to the second bottle. Even if it's just for such technical reasons, nevertheless, you're gonna make atoiv ametiv on the second bottle. Why do we say atoiv ametiv? It's a very inspiring reason why we make the bracha atoiv ametiv. Rabbi said, why do you make atoiv ametiv on wine? Oh, Stuart, very good. It's very interesting what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Says the following. First of all, Sifkot and Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Yain acher, oi tzeloima. Shemitchele b'echa, yain shebesoicha mozoit. Initially, he made a bracha on wine in the middle of the meal. He made papaya gofet, ve'acha kach and afterwards. Heviu lo yoid yayin. He was brought an additional bottle of wine. Afilu memin ha'reacher, even if it's from a different type of wine. Afilu hochi, nevertheless, niftor bivroch rishono. It's exempt and it's covered by the first papaya gofet. And for the second wine, you're going to make hatoev ametiv. Hatoev ametiv is of cotton base. You make a proper name of Hashem on the hatoev ametiv. It is an expression of gratitude for having a lot of wine, which is occurred to him. And that they've brought another reason as well. There's an additional very inspiring reason put down in Rebbe Kveik and other achronim for the why do we say atoiv ametiv. The first reason is because first wine you make a bracha agafen, second wine atoiv ametiv. Hashem is good. He's good to us, and he gives an abundance of wine. So you make an additional bracha atoiv. We have so much wine. I got my second bottle now. Hatoiv ametiv, Hashem is good to me. One bottle is already nice. Two bottles is brilliant. Hatoiv ametiv. That's the first pshat. Now the second pshat is mamash the opposite. It is well known that a person must be memait, he must decrease, you must have limitations, betanuge oilam, with pleasures of this world. You have to limit your pleasures. V'yayin and wine, halo mei vilidei simcha. Wine, if you have a lot of wine, that brings you to a huge amount of joy and happiness. V'yocho lovo elidei kalus roish. Wine is not genuine simcha, it just gives a certain, it can bring to a certain kalus roish. To a, what's the word, frivol? Lightheadedness, frivolity. It brings wine, a lot of wine. Once you've gone through a second bottle, you're going to be very, very happy. And you're going to have certain kalos roish. Lekach, therefore, sidrunus chzeh shel atoiv ametiv. Therefore, Chazal, with their incredible wisdom, they made the bracha of atoiv ametiv. Why? Sheodua shebekes atoiv ametiv. It is well known that the bracha of atoiv ametiv shebebekes amozen. We know atoiv ametiv is said another time as well, in the middle of benching. What's the words in benching? Hu etiv umetiv etiv lonu. And that is also atoiv ametiv. And what is that brach over there? That was Jebirkas Hamozen. Tiktu, it was established. Alahu gebeiso shenitnu lekvura. The story that is reported in the Gemara that the Alahu gebeiso in Beiso, they were killed by the enemies. The Eden were killed by the enemies. And at first they were lying and they didn't have any kvura. They weren't buried at all. You weren't buried at all. And only at the later point they were able to have Kvuras Yisrael. When they were buried on Kvuras Yisrael, there was a bracha was in Saken that Atoiva made, at least now they got Bochshem, they got to Kvuras Yisrael. They got killed, and now Chodsh Boch Hashem, after a while, they got to Kvuras Yisrael. And it's referring to that, Atoiva made him in Birkas Hamazon, is referring to that Haruge Beiso. And by making a bracha now of the wine, Chazal wanted you to think about the other Atoiva Meitiv, which is about Kvuras Yisrael, which is about burying the Nebuchadnezzar of Beiso. Through that, Yizko Yoyim Amisa, a person is going to remember and reflect on himself on Yoyim Amisa, day of death. He's not going to have too much wine. He's going to think of it. So again, the reason why we make Atoiva Meitiv on wine is because of the bracha of Atoiva Meitiv, a person should make that connection to the bracha of Uyeitiv Umeitiv, which is the bracha of which is referring to Haruge Beiso, people killed in Beiso. And says, oh, one second here. Before I go all too excited about my next bottle, before I go through the next bottle of wine, I make a bracha Atoiva Meitiv, which is going to connect me to the Yom HaMisa. I'm going to think twice before, you know what, it's not all that great, it's not all that amazing, it's not all that fantastic, I better think about it. He reflects a little bit about Tanugi Oilom, pleasures of this world. He's going to think twice before he has a second glass, second bottle, I should say, second barrel maybe. He's going to think twice. So it's really interesting because it's really interesting. I think it's mamash, such a deep message here. The first pshat is, Atoiva Meitiv, why do you make Atoiva Meitiv? You have a second cup of wine, you're extremely grateful to Ribbono Shel Olam. You say, thanks Hashem, not just one cup of wine, I can even have a second cup of wine. Hashem, you've been so generous to me. First pshat. Second pshat, you know I'm making Atoiva Meitiv? Because I better think about Yom HaMisa. Just before we have, I'm going to enjoy my second cup, I'm going to think about the Haruge Beiso, the ones who were killed in Nebuchadnezzar and have Kvuras Yisrael for a while. Atoiva Meitiv. Very inspiring. Very inspiring. What do you think about it? Very inspiring. Oh, psh. Yeah, that Vision Sereba. Really, mamash that. Very good. Yeah, I mean, the truth is, we find this is so. I'm just thinking, I'm mamash inspired from what you're saying. We find this is so in many other areas as well. We find Lemoshul, we find mamash by the chuppah. We have to zichen lechub, mamash by the chuppah. Why the Mefarshim ask? I saw the Mefarshim in Melachim ask. Why? But after by now, by the chuppah, you have to make it. You have to smash a glass now. Let them enjoy Chos and Kala, the happiest day of their lives. They have to smash it. Punkt now, you have to make a zeichel chuppah. Punkt now. Punkt. Dafke now. There's no other time to do it. So the Mefarshim explain that it's because a Yid always has to remember that it's not always perfect. It's not life. Is not what's the expression? Life is not. Cherries, or what's the expression? Prince life. Is that what it is? There's some expression. It's not a penny, is that the word? It's not, it's not a picnic. Oh, very good. Yeah, life is not a picnic. Life is not, it's not always so geschmack. It doesn't always go so smooth. Now, you think that it's all brilliant. You've got a cost, you've got a color. Everything's fine. Everybody, you know what? Relax. Calm down. It's not, you should know. There's not, everything is not so. The same also by an oval, we do the opposite. Remember when oval has a rochus to remind him the opposite. But it's not, a yid has a certain, a yid, Reb Shnei Kotler writes in Sefer as well. A yid has an approach, it's not pessimistic. It's a certain reality, you know, it's not all like. Exactly, by Seder night, remember that there's a zechel chubin as well, we do avelus, the egg. The egg, absolutely, it's the same day in Tisha B'Av, absolutely, absolutely. So there's that element as well. We find that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash and everything was rosy and everything was beautiful, he also then speaks about the Torah. We find this concept in many, many Tchumim. Okay, so that's, that'll be that. Yeah.
We find this that we
have
deemed, I mean, if you drink
a lot. Absolutely, absolutely. That's probably in line with what he said, that a person has to remember Yom HaMisa. Yeah. Good. Okay. Now he does say later on that when it comes to Seder night, one should be a little bit careful. Can I skip a few lines over here? And he says the following: Beleila Pesach, toiv lechatchid shlolishtos oid minache shel yain betoich hasuda. On Pesach, it's better if you don't drink another cup of wine from a different wine. Why? Let's work this out. What happens if you have a second bottle of a different type of wine? What bracha will have to make? Atrovamitiv, as discussed now. And what's the problem with doing Atrovamitiv? What's the problem if you make Atrovamitiv on Pesach night? Doing Shulchan Eurech? Pardon? No, it's a good thought, but that's not what he says. He said, that if you make an additional bracha of Atova Meitiv on wine, it's going to appear as if you're having more than four cups. Again, because normally you make a bracha on every cup of wine. If now in the middle of Shulchan Eurech, you're having an additional cup and you make a Atova Meitiv on it from a different wine, it's going to appear as if you're making a bracha on a fifth cup. It's as if you're making an additional extra bracha on a fifth cup. All the wines at the table, or not to have another. If it's all the same type of wine, then it's fine. But if a different type of wine, you're suddenly taking out this bottle, this Bordeaux 1979 that you just fancy taking middle of Shulchan Eurech, so then it's not good because you're making a new bracha on that wine, and you're gonna be having trouble. Yeah. No, I'm just giving example. That's likely to be doing Shulchan Eurech, but. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. The point is, you're making a bracha of a toiva meitiv. And that will make it appear as if you're making a new bracha, it's a new kos. It's a separate kos.
This is what? This is a marasayin again?
It's not mamash marasayin. It's you're making a. Yeah, it's not far from marasayin. It's just you're making a special bracha on a cup of wine. Not Bal Tosif, not much Bal Tosif, but it smells a bit nice, Einig. You're making a special bottle. So I think it's an interesting aloch, yeah.
So if he's taking out a second bottle of wine, not on Tuesday night, then either he's drunk already, so he won't start thinking about Yom HaMissah, or if he does start thinking about Yom HaMissah, then he's not going to end up drinking.
That's a good point. If he's drinking a second, if he's going to be so inspired by his Atova Meitiv, he's going to think about Hurige Beso, it's going to take away his appetite for that second bottle. I think that it's. Yeah. So it probably. Chazal probably thought he's still going to drink a bit, but he's going to do it with more reservation.
It feels like
the Yes. Yeah. Will I get to that? We'll get to that. That's going to be the next halachas. Velav Dafka, and not only. Heavy liloem mechadosh. Not only for us, but new wine. Elo uadin similarly imoyoloem mitchila shtei yenois. If it was initially two wines there as well, so it doesn't have to be new wine that was bought. If initially two wines were there as well, mevorchin al hasheni tevemet, we're going to make bracha tevemet on the second one. So even if there was, for davke shloyo lefon of yachal shvech bo peagofem. However. This halacha applies only if they were not there before him when he made Berber HaGofen. Avonim Oyo, Beyachat, if there were both wines were on the table, Eino Tzorich Levoich, Elo Berber HaGofen, K'mosh Nisbasiv Gibbon. This, again, as Zermor says, this halacha will be discussed later. But if both wines were on the table, you don't make a new bracha on the second wine. You're not going to make a bracha of... Heviu Lefonov. Yeah, Loshna Mishnah, absolutely, yeah. Good. So the halacha lemaisa is if both wines are on the table, you are potter from making. You have exempt both wines with the Berber HaGofen, and you don't make a second bracha on the second wine. Yeah. Okay. It's a good shaila. I imagine that the loshna shulchan is. Actually, lefon of yachad. I would imagine that if it's not on the table, it's. Yeah, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah does speak about it in Zivkot and Dalet. And it says, Lav davke mechodosh, roitzelem, shivyo lehem ato babois, they were in the house. Elo wadin sinali, imoyo lehem mitchilo shtei yenis babais. If both wines were in the house, vedaitali shtoisom, and his intention was to drink both wines. Elo, only. The second one was not in front of him. On the table. When he made the bracha b'Berber HaGofen, So, but that it says it's machlok. If that last lechem chamut is kshem beveso b'shas b'ikat boi pagofen, for that to lishtoi some if they were in the house and his intention was to drink them, although they were not on the table, kemunach lefon v'shulchan dom it's considered as if they're on the table. Ve'in tzorach nevoch b'ikat zatoyv. You're not going to make brachas b'ikat zatoyv. Mishnebur paskens v'sovik brachas lokel, sovik brachas lokel. Yeah. So aloch lemais if got a machlok is mamash about your shaila, and the mishnebur paskens is machia. And if there were no mamash on the table, but in the house, on box on the side, it's considered if Ilui's intention was to drink it, it's considered covered by the first boch they made. Halach l'maaseh, very good. Okay. Not to make a teva mitiv. You think so? You never intention to make. Yeah, that's right. It probably, it's very rare. That it's, you're right, unless you like mamash. No, the problem is the das. I mean, if you had it in the house and you suddenly decide in the middle of the meal, you know what, let's open this bottle. Now is a good occasion to open this bottle. Then you'd make a boat of a mative on it. Although it was in the house. So that's probably not so rare. You probably had in the back of your mind, what's the scenario you're talking about? I mean, it's normally you're going to, in the back of your mind, you probably think about opening the next bottle. Also, why are you opening the next bottle? If it's just because you ran out of the first bottle, it's anyway covered by, you're not going to make a...
I once offered to make a
bracha
that somebody brings out a
Kohen
Gadol, and he brings out a teva mitiv. That's what he does.
Right.
He offered me to make a bracha, so I didn't want to. And afterwards, I asked my father, he said, he doesn't have such a many.
To make or not to make?
To make.
Doesn't have a bracha to make.
And then was learning Psachim. In Abi Psachim, there's a sugya with the Tosfos there of Shimon Mokhem, Ein Tzorach Bracha, Shimon Yayin. The Tosfos says, Tzorach Bracha, Ein Tzorach Bracha. So the Magid Shir, I heard, said, here's Rosh Hashim, and never ate that.
So is that probably, is that, so I hear that. I mean, it's very likely that Istak is such a minik. I mean, I really hear that. That, yeah, I mean, no, yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. So not to make a teva meitiv, because ultimately it could very well be that it's in the back of the mind, it's there, and the das is to some extent, and yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight the following halachas. We learned with regards to a person bringing wine in the middle of the meal, then a person should not make a brach to meitiv others. Shulchan Aruch's concern is because of danger. Ramah's concern is because you're not listening, you're eating, you're not concentrating the bracha. Ramah therefore says, if you make Savri Raboisai, you tell him, listen friends, I'm holding by Mimotsu, that's going to be okay. We learned afterwards the bracha Atoiv HaMeitiv, we learned there is a concept of Atoiv HaMeitiv. If you bring a new wine in, you're going to make a bracha Atoiv HaMeitiv. First bracha is Bobak Offen, the second bracha, if you bring Atoiv HaMeitiv. We learned two reasons why Atoiv HaMeitiv. First reason is because it's excitement. Second reason, because of Arugia Besa. And and then we had a discussion in Mishnebu, what happens if the wine was not on the table. Then, if the wine was on the table, it's anyway covered with the first boch, and you can't make a teva mitiv. And if the wine was not there, but subconsciously, or semi-subconsciously, you had in mind to bring it on the table. We've got a machlokes between achoyni as to whether you make a boch or not. Mishnebu's halacha lemaisa hachra is, you don't make a teva mitiv on it because tovik boch is the okel. Good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai.